She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
We try to tell the truth, I should say. I guess maybe sometimes the truth is subjective for folks, but gosh, darn it, when it comes to people saying this is the information society, I think sometimes it's the misinformation society. But our job here on Radio MD, and especially this show, Mindful Medicine, is really to knock you alive and help you use your own mind to think through things and also filter all this information that's out there, including the kind you get from this show, through your own mind, through your own experience, and make great informed choices that are good for you and your family. And to help us do that today, because I love this topic, this is Esther Blum. She is a prolific author. She is gorgeous, and she has livinggorgeous.com, where you can find a whole host of information, a whole host of subjects and texture and depth when it comes to health and nutrition. But today we're going to be talking about paleo, because she and I both have a sense of what this actually is to live in a healthy paleo lifestyle these days, but also how it's good for bone health, because there's a big misconception out there, because I think paleo people think of animal protein, animal protein, animal protein, animal protein, animal protein, and too much animal protein absolutely can actually decrease bone density, but that is not what we're talking about, are we, Esther?
No, and really, even the cases where that happens are extremely rare, Dr. Holly. There isn't enough scientific research to even truly support that a high-protein diet will damage your bones. It's usually the opposite, because protein, and especially collagen-based protein, supports our own collagen matrix that surrounds our bones and helps keep that intact.
So when you say collagen-based protein, I want you to back up and break it all down for our listeners.
Yes. So collagen-based proteins are flesh proteins, poultry, wild game, meats, but also bones, bone broth, because when we boil down the bones, the collagen breaks down into really easily assimilated forms of calcium and magnesium and gelatin, which all strengthen our bone health. So I really love to get people eating and cooking bone marrow and making their own homemade bone broth, which is so, so good for any bone support program.
Now, I love that you love that, and I do too, but mm-hmm. I was just kind of like trying to filter the average person, right? If I said this to my younger sister who lives in a small town in Michigan, they're like, wait, what did she just say? And I don't want them to turn off our show. So break that down too. Where can people resource this stuff, and also quick, easy recipes, perhaps?
I know. Okay. So if you have a local butcher, because I had this exact conversation with my mom, she was like, oh my God, I don't have access to a butcher. You can always order meats online, and you can order them bone in. I believe you can order bones online too, but certainly a local butcher will have them, and ideally grass-fed. Again, don't turn off the channel. Don't give up on me yet. And certainly eating grass-fed meats is another great way to do it too. And bone marrow, you can go to the butcher and ask them to just crush. Slice you up cross sections of bones, and you literally sprinkle on a little sea salt and some fresh parsley, and you roast it at 425 for about 8 to 10 minutes, and you eat it with a spoon. That's it.
Wow.
It's just that simple.
That's
bone
awesome.
Broth, this is where a slow cooker really comes in handy, and what you do is it's ideal to even take the bones that you've roasted from the marrow, because the flavor will be fantastic, and you just throw those in a stock pot, in a crock pot or a heavy-bottomed pot, and you can throw in sliced onions, carrots, parsnips, and celery if you want, or you can just leave it plain and add a little sea salt, and add a tablespoon of vinegar, because acid helps pull out the collagen and the gelatin from the bone, and you just cook it over low heat for 24 hours. That's it. There's nothing. It's like stone soup. I mean, you literally just throw the bones in and walk away.
That's great. It's so nourishing, and it's so good. And you can, it soaks up all of the nutrients from those things, parsnips, et cetera, that you put in there. And
yeah.
It tastes just unbelievable.
The other thing I do is I'll drop a whole chicken in and let it cook for about 1 or 2 hours, and then I pull all the meat off and just put the bones back in and let those sit overnight, too. And some people make fish broth, too. You can do that with fish bones. But the real thing I want people to take away from today is just knowing that, you know, bone marrow, it can heal and seal your gut. So if you have bloating, if you have inflammation, if you have Crohn's or colitis or gluten sensitivities or autoimmune conditions, you know, your gut is the source of your immune function. So you can improve your digestion. That means you're going to secrete more digestive enzymes. It means you're going to absorb nutrients better. And, you know, bone broths, they're rich in, like, glucosamine and chondroitin, and so they really help joint pain and inflammation. And chicken, if you've ever eaten chicken skin, you know, they're kind of sweet because they have glycine in them, which fights inflammation and helps you sleep. So everyone's like, oh, my God, I don't eat the chicken skin. I only eat the boneless, skinless breast. Eat the skin. It is so nutritious. Or, you know, growing up, my father always ate schmaltz, which was like rendered chicken fat. He ate schmaltz on toast, and it's phenomenally good. But you can also, you know, women who want beautiful hair and skin and nails should also be eating bone broth because the collagen matrix is found in our hair and skin and nails. So that's what gives it its structure. So that's another great reason to eat.
Oh, it's such great information. And I got to say, it's economical, too. Plus, you know, I was in a group of people and we were talking about, I mean, and listen, when I'm outside of work, I kind of just like allow myself just to be a human being. And I don't like to tap in, you know, to tap in or to comment on everybody's conversation. But we were talking about how it's, or I think the conversation was around organic produce. And some woman piped up and said, ugh, it's just, I think it's just a farce. It's just too expensive to eat organic. And I couldn't help myself. I blurted out, yeah, chemotherapy is pretty expensive too.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But to your point, listen, the risk-benefits ratios of a bisphosphonate, like a horrible, horrible drug for increased bone density that really doesn't do the job, actually causes more brittle bone for the most part because it stops that powerful osteoblastic and osteoclastic construction demolition crew that happens in your bones all the time. They are nasty. They can cause nutrient deficiencies across the board. They don't get the job done and they're expensive. So we're talking going to your butcher. If you want to snark at that and go, wow, that's going to be a line item, you know, that's something, the boy, that's new. But I have to tell you something. I posted it yesterday. I think we are going to spend the next 50 years undoing what has been done for the last 100 years.
Oh, yeah. And you know, really, there's no excuse not to. I mean, honestly, my friend Jeanette is a chef, and, you know, she was like, dude, just get a slow cooker. It's going to change your life. And I was talking to her before this show, and literally it did, because I can literally make chicken soup while I'm working, while I'm sleeping, while I'm, you know, it's just spend the money, invest, $100 in a slow cooker, and have the most nutrient-dense food in your life, and you just have a cup of broth every day. That's it. You could sip it like coffee in a big mug with your lunch. I mean, it's just that simple, and it's easy to do. So we have to prioritize these things, which are so simple. I mean, water, bones, and salt. I don't know how to make it easier than that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so now listen. You have your latest book, The Paleo... Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. And I am very familiar with this book. I'd be embarrassed to tell you how familiar, but you have bone broth recipes in here and also the to-do regarding this subject, correct?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
So we're going to wrap this up. This is Esther Blum. Listen, thank you so much. She's a brilliant nutritionist and more, author, livinggorgeous.com. Please check out her book, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. But I got to tell you something, it is so much more than just another book on how you can actually feel comfortable in your skin. It is full of information, rationale, and things that make sense so you can... And we can help you knock yourself alive. Use your own brain. Filter all this information through it. Make great choices for you and your family. It's all right here. This is Dr. Holly. We're on Radio MD, Mindful Medicine. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.